Boker Tov, everyone. We are up to Sif Hei, Reish Samech Gimel Sif Hei, up to page 72. We have a lot to cover today. We have a lot of interesting dinim over here. Says over here the Mechaber Sif Hei, Kishi Yadli Givarech. When you light candles, like all other berachos and mitzvos, Givarech Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Asher Kedishon Zivan La Ligner Shel Shabbos. Or Mekayim. Most mitzvahs we have to make a bracha on that mitzvah, and therefore also over here, even though it's only mitzvah derabbanan, we make a bracha shir kedushanu mitzvah zivanu lahadlik ner shel Shabbos echad isha. Whether it's a man lighting or whether it's a woman lighting Shabbos candles, they have to make the bracha. Okay. Before moving on to yontif, let's see a couple of important things over here. Let's go see the rest of the halacha first. Okay. Gam biyontif tzarik levar lahadlik ner shel yontif and yontif we say lahadlik ner shel yontif. Ubiyom Kippurim below Shabbos, if it's Yom Kippurim below Shabbos, Yeshimisha Omer Shalo Yivarch. Via the comments, Sivan Tafresh Yod. There are those who say you do not make a bracha on Yom Kippurim. There is no Allah's Ner is Yom Kippurim that you make a bracha on. Tumin Agin. And the Ramah says, Yeshimisha Mavarch. Sorry. Via the comments, Sivan Tafresh Yod, where it brings down 2 days over there, yes to make a bracha or not to make a bracha. The Mishnah Berurah over here says over here, I see cotton cafe and the comments in top ratio, the maybe shame the chabir, das ha posek of a tzich levarich, this really the gam yom kippurim, av shem bo achilu shtia, vein shava a shaykh of mitzvahs oneg, a feel of a shaykh of mishum shalom bayis, you still have the opinion of shalom bayis, and therefore, so you kashal of 18 mavonim, therefore you would still go ahead and light with the bracha, and that is minag olam to go ahead and light with a bracha also on Yom Kippur. So that's in terms of Yom Kippur. That's movement now Shabbos and Yom. Says the Roma, when do you make the bracha? When does a woman or a man make the bracha? We'll see, there might be a difference between men and women. Yesh Misha Omer, those who say Shimu Varchim Kodam Adlach. Some say that they should make the bracha of Lahadlik Ner Shel Shabbos and then light the candles. And that would mean to make the most sense. Like all other berachos and mitzvahs. First you make the bracha, and then you do the mitzvah. So do over here. First make the bracha, and then do the mitzvah. However, yesh misha omer shemavarich achar hadlaka. And those who say you should make the bracha only after the hadlaka. Why should this be? What's the machlokas over here? So we understand the first daya is how we would have thought to say. But says over here, achar hadlaka sivkot and kavzayin, the Mishnah Berurah explains the second daya severely. The im tevarich, if she makes a bracha, havi ki'ilu kabbala l'shabbos beberish v'shubas v'ladlika. Since we're going to soon see later on in our simon that a woman is mekabel Shabbos with her hadlakas nerus, so if she already makes the bracha, perhaps that's like the kabbala Shabbos, and therefore she would not be able to light the candles, which is melacha v'shubas through l'adlik. Okay, we'll get to yontif in a second. Therefore, that's the explanation of the second day. So, do you do it like regular? You make the bracha first and the mitzvah? Or since over here, it could be like Kabbalah Shabbos, right when she makes the bracha, she should wait till after the halakha to make the bracha. Says the Ramah over here. Ukadeshia overlasi son. Well, you still have a problem that generally we like to make the bracha first because it's supposed to be, the bracha is supposed to be overlasi son before doing the mitzvah. So what is she supposed to do? Lo yehenu me'enu menu ad la'achar bracha. She should not get hanah from the candles until after the bracha. Therefore, what do the women do when they light candles? U'mesimna yad lifnei anir achar lacha mevarach. And they put their hand either in front of the nir, or like most of our mothers, they go ahead and put their hand over their eyes until after the bracha. Why do they do that? The achakach mitzalkin yad, and then they remove their hand. V'zeh mikri over la'asiyas and v'chein aminog. Why do they do that? Because it's halakas neiros. It's more the bracha's on getting hanah from the candles. So even though they light the candles, but they put their hand in front of their face right away, they didn't get hanah from the candles. And therefore, it's like it's over lasiyas. It's like they're making the bracha first, and then doing the mitzvah, getting the hanah from the candles. So even though they're light first, they'll cover their eyes before they make the bracha. They make the bracha, and then only after the bracha, they remove their hands. Why some places, whoever ever saw woman going like this, like a bunch of times with their hands like this before they cover their eyes. I can't explain to you why women do that. Okay, it doesn't really make too much sense, but I don't know. Your grandmother probably did it also. And I'm sure there's some reason why women actually do the wave before putting their hand over their eyes. But that's the reason why they cover their eyes, in order that it should be ki'ilu, it's over la siyasan, even though, because that's the minhag. Minhag ha'olam mechina minhag, says the Ramah over here. The minhag ha'olam is like the second day of. They only make the bracha after lighting the candles. Okay, they only make the bracha after lighting the candles. They put their hand in front of their face. Therefore, it should be somewhat overly asiyah son, even though the first day it would have made similarly the most sense. Now, says over here, though, if we look inside the Bir Halacha over here, Dibur Master Achar Halacha, says, I am Mishnah Berurah, that's what we just saw. And then he's like this, V'isha shim matnish einu mekabel Shabbos ba'halacha. A woman, let's say, we're going to see later on in certain cases, a woman can make a t'nai that she's not really mekabel Shabbos with her halakas neiros. Generally, a woman is mekabel Shabbos with her halakas neiros. Certain cases are going to say she's going to make a t'nai. So what if she's doing that? Oh, ish, or a man who does not mekabel Shabbos with his halakas neiros. Says the Bir Halacha, I'll say it outside first, lechora, in these two cases, the woman who makes a t'nai, or a man, they should go ahead and light the candle, make the bracha first, and then light the candle. So the whole reason doesn't apply over here that they're going to be mekabel Shabbos with their lighting. The kaimel on the common day tzarich lahatnos mashma b'derechayim dafilu hachi yadliku yufarsi yudei machakach yufaruchu. According to the derechayim, it's like a low plug, and they should still go ahead and light the candles first, and then make the bracha mishum de low plug uchadasa magen avram. That's the sheet of the magen avram over here. The minhag is to first light the candles and then make the bracha, and that's a low plug across the board. Bein my woman, bein my men, whether women are making it tonight, whether they're not making it tonight, it's always going to be this case. However, then the Mishnah Berurah, the Bir Halacha says, "Aval midivrei Agon Rabbi Akiva Hager v'Chedusha u'midivrei Chayi Odom muchach debezei yivarchu v'achar kach yadliku." He brings down the very, very important lashon of aval when the Mishnah Berurah uses the lashon of aval to the Bir Halachas off the Baal Mishnah Berurah. Okay, generally he's saying that's how he's paskening, and therefore according to Rabbi Akiva Hager and the Chayi Odom, in these cases there's no reason not to do it the normal way, and therefore they should first make the bracha and then go ahead and light the candles. And therefore, there'll be a difference between men and women, according to this, when you go ahead and make a bracha. A man who's lighting Shabbos candles, they should first make the bracha, and then go ahead and light, and that's the sack of the Shri of Shabbos Kehilchasa. Also, that's why he passes the Lacha Lamaisa in this case. Okay? When it comes to women, there's even more of a tzad to say whether she makes it or not. Just let them do the same thing all the time in order they don't get confused between when they make it tonight and not make it tonight. It could be for men. It would be different. Also, another nafkamina is yomtin. Okay? Look back inside the Mishnah Berurah we saw earlier on. Sifkan kavzai. Vimkei. Okay? If the whole reason is that she's mekabel shabbos, therefore they can't light the candles. Imkei biyomtiv dilo shaykhzai. Yomtiv, you're allowed to light a candle. Okay, and therefore, if you have an existing flame, you're allowed to light a candle that doesn't shaykh. L'kuliyama tamarich v'achar kach tadlik l'chora. Everyone say on yontif, first they should make the bracha, and then light the candles. Because even if they were makabel yontif, you could still light the candles. However, once again, dasa magen avram l'shitasot du lo plug. The magen avram holds the lo plug. Aval harbi acharon sfilu kamosh katavnu lo mitchila. Many acharon don't pass like the magen avram once again. And they say in this case, even by women, they should go ahead and make the bracha first and light candles. L'naiso, woman, whatever they can do, that's great. Either they do it first or they do it second. But it sounds like the ikar psak of the Mishnah Berurah over here is by yontif. Or when a man woman makes a t'nai, they can go ahead and make the bracha first, and then light candles only on other Shabbos, where they're not making a t'nai, a regular Shabbos, that's when they should cover their eyes and light the candles first, and then go ahead and make a bracha. Okay? That's in terms of when to make the bracha. A couple of more important things in terms of yontif. So we all know yontif, once again, you light the flame on yontif. So therefore, many women are like not to go ahead and light candles before yontif. They light candles, I don't know, when they sit down for the suda, because you can still light candles on yontif. And that is okay. One is allowed to do this. Nevertheless, says Moreinu Ravina Rav Nevin Saldiva Masal Gam, v'yontif adiv shiyadliku mibeod yom, it's still better on yontif to light before yontif. Me'asher v'lel yontif, better than that, than on lel yontif, for two reasons. Number one, mishim v'od yontif, that when yontif comes in, the candles are already lit. Like we saw that in Shabbos also, you want to have the whole table set and the candles lit when Shabbos comes in. So too on Yontif, it's beside Kvod Yontif. The Ode, Davi Malacha, Shashar Lassos, and Kvod Yom, even though you're allowed to light a flame on Yontif from an existing flame, but it's better if you could do it before Yontif, better to do it before Yontif. Okay, better not to wait for Yontif to do an extra Malacha, even at that Teira, then better to do it on Erev Yontif Sezer. So those two reasons are reasons to better do it before Yontif. Once again, if a woman does not have time, or she does not do it, she still lights candles on Leil Yontif. Oh, what about the Birkas Shechianu? Do you make Shechianu? Now that's a big deal in the postgame in general. Does a woman say Shechianu at a Lakas Yontif? Okay, there are two days, some minigas. Yes, they make Shachiyanu. Adalach, I don't believe that most women make Shachiyanu a Yantav. Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Neventzel holds the Iker Minig is better not to make Shachiyanu. Adalach is there's Yantav, and they should be Yotzi a Kiddush, whether they're saying Kiddush or whether the husbands are saying Kiddush, they'll be Yotzi then. But, so therefore, if a woman does those say Shachiyanu, then there's a big deen. Could she answer Amen to the Shachiyanu at Kiddush of the husband, or that's considered a hefsek? She already said Shachiyanu. And the Shachiyanu is going to be between the Bray Bria Goffin and drinking. Says Marina Rabin Rav Nevensal over here, he brings it down, the big machlokas out. He says, Achim Shomas Kiddush Miacher. Dear Masl is man. Okay? Right, let's start from the beginning. Vim Berkha Shachiyanu Bad Lakav, she makes Shachiyanu at the Lakas Nerus, Vim Mikadesh is Batsan, she's making her own Kiddush, Lo Taxler Dvarach Kiddush. She does not say Ishmael Shachiyanu Kiddush, she's already Yotzi by the one in the Lakas Nerus. Vichayim Yom HaKippurim, Lo Taxler Dvarach Betfila, she shouldn't say it again at Tfila. Achim Shomas Kiddush Me'achim. But if she hears Kiddush from someone else, Hagon Ratzvi Pesach Freg, one of the Gedoli Yerushalayim, she should not say Amen on the Bracha Shachiyanu, Mishun Hesek being a Kiddush Lita'ima, because it'll be a Hesek between the Kiddush and drink. However, Vidas Admor Zal, Shetana Amen, Rishon Zal, and Paskin Shemir Shavs Gilgasa holds that they still go ahead and say Amen even at her husband's Shachiyanu, and we're not Choshish for a Hesek because it's all part and parcel of the same Kiddush. Okay, fine. That is Sif Hey. Let's move on now to Sif Vav and Zayin. A little introduction over here to Sif Vav and Zayin. This gets to the dinim of being Yotzei through the Balas Bais, what she likes in the Lakas Neres. When could a son, a husband, let's say they're not at home, how do they act when it comes to lighting Neres Shabbos? Someone's traveling or Bachar Yeshiva, what's going to happen? Once again, we've mentioned these things before, but I want to bring it down now because this is where it comes to Lamais. There are two aspects of Hadlakas Neirus that you have to fulfill every Shabbos. One is everyone has a Chovas Aguf that you have to Yotzei the mitzvah of Hadlakas Neirus Shabbos. Okay? And number two is what we talked about all along. You have to have light on Shabbos. Mishum Shalabais, Mishum Odei Shabbos. You have to have some light where you are staying for Shabbos. Both those dinim always have to be fulfilled. Okay? If you're missing one of them, you have a big problem. Okay? You can't sleep. And eat in a place that's pitch dark. You have to have some type of light on, okay? And you also have to have some type of someone lighting candles for you in certain situations. Says the Mechaber over here. Bachurim ahochim yilmod chutz lebeita. Bachurim that go and learn away from their homes. Tzrichim lahadik ner Shabbos bechadra. They have to make like Shabbos candles in their rooms. Ulev varech alav. And to make a bracha. Aval Mishu Eitzel Ishto, but someone who's with his wife, Ein Sarach Lahadik Bechadro Ulevarich Alav. He does not have to light candles in his own room. Ulevarich Alav Bishi Ishto Bevarichas Bishulo, because his wife is making the bracha for him. Even though, let's say, I don't know why he has a separate room, but let's say he has a separate room, okay, or other rooms in the house. Even though he's going to be lighting, to make sure that there's light in the room, because you have to make sure that there's light in every room. Nevertheless, the Lakas Neres, the woman, is going to patter his Chovas HaGuf of Lakas Neres, his Yotzei, through the wife's light. But the wife's light. But, we see over here, the Bachurim that are going Chutz LeBeitam, they are not Yotzei. Okay? So Rosh Hashanah Zalman says the following psak. Okay? First, let's see over here. Sivkat Lamin, and he spells out what we said before. Ulav Barich Alav, when the Bachurim are chutz the Beitam, they have to make a bracha on their Lakas Neir Shabbos. Ulav Barich Alav, da Lakas Neir Chova Mishum Shalom Bayish Loi Kashal Beitzim Alev. And once again, you have this Chova over here, and this idea of Oneg over here, that you Shalom Kashal Beitzim the Avon. Okay? Fine. So these Bachurim who are chutz the Beitam, they cannot be Yotzei with their mothers on Lakas Neir Shanakah, because they're not. Really, they're not shaykh to the bais. They're outside. They're learning way away from home. So therefore, they're not going to be us. However, Shlomo Zalman claims that if, let's say, a husband is away for one Shabbos and his wife is lighting at her house, at her own home, he could be yotzi the chovas haguf. The guy still has to make sure he has light wherever he is staying, but he could be yotzi the chovas haguf through his wife's Hadlakas Neirus. Okay? Through his house is Hadlakas Neirus, he could be Yotzi, and therefore he would not make a bracha. He would have to make sure there's light wherever he is, because of Shalom Bayis, because of the Oneg Shabbos, but he would not have to make sure that,
he would not have to go ahead and make a bracha on such light. But let's say the wife is also by her parents, let's say that Shabbos, and the husband is away, he would have to make a bracha if he is staying alone. Now, if the husband is staying at his brother's house or wherever, he went to a family member's house, he could be yotzi his chavas aguf also through the palace of ice that he's at over there. That is also going to be good. That is also going to be good. Okay, see Zion we see over here. Oreyach she'ein lo cheder miyuchad v'gam ein la'vikin alav v'beiso tzarech li'shtatei v'pruto. Oreyach she'ein lo cheder miyuchad v'gam ein la'vikin alav v'beiso. Mashma, if someone's lighting for him in his house, he's not going to be chayiv. Okay, but if he would have his own cheder, sounds like he would need to, but once again, if his wife is lighting in his house, he would not need to, but also he could go ahead and l'mishtatei v'pruto. Okay, do you have to actually give the Baal HaBayis a pruta or not? Generally, we hold nowadays, you don't even have to give a shtati for pruta, especially if you're eating there. Okay, you're already part of the house so much for that Shabbos, you would not have to make. So Lamais is like this. So Lamais is like, let's get this Allah Lamais. If by Bacharim will wait from home for a long time, you guys all have a Chovas Aguf for Halakas Neir Shabbos. Therefore, every year we appoint one of the guys, I believe Akiva this year, is Makbet, that he goes ahead and lights candles every Shabbos, okay, and has in mind all the Bacharim of the Yeshiva. Therefore, your Yotzei, your Chovas Aguf, through his lighting channel. Someone's got to light candles in Yeshiva to be Motzi, you, for Halakas Neir Shabbos, okay? Okay, so you'll have to remind them also. Okay, your obligation is to make sure that you have light, they have access to light even in your rooms. That means you leave the hallway light on, you leave a bathroom light on, somewhat, that if you need light in the room, you can open the door, and you can have light in your room, and then your Yotzei, your Halakas Neiros, your Yotzei, the Bracha, and the Chovas Aguf through, whichever representative of the Yeshiva is going to hand and light candles for you, and your Yotzei, the Indian of Oneg Shabbos, by having a little light entering in your room. When you're about to get married, and you'll be, if you're in business, you're traveling for Shabbos, so if you leave your wife and kids at home, your wife's lighting at home, and you're somewhere else, okay, so you don't have to light mitam the Chovas Aguf. Your wife boats you in the Chovas Aguf. How that works, it's very interesting, but nevertheless, you're going to be yotzi, and you just have to make sure you have light in your room. If your wife's not going to be, or let's say you're a single buck, okay, you're single, for sure, single guys living in an apartment out in Washington Heights, or wherever it might be, they also have a Chovas Aguf. They have to light their own Shabbos candles in that apartment. That's pushing. They're living in a different apartment, not living at home. They're living in a different apartment. They have to light candles. Okay? And if you're a Bachur who's generally at home, and you're leaving for one Shabbos, so generally you're going to a friend's house anyways, you yotzi through that, their lighting. But also the stomach, just like the husband, you yotzi through with his wife, you can yotzi through your mother if you're just leaving for one Shabbos. So you leave B'kvias, you become your own Chovas Aguf, and you'd have to light your own Shabbos candles. That's how we pass in Halacha L'maisa, be the Pesachim of the Shmir Shabbos Gehilchasa. Adkan for today.